Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Jesus Christ spoke the universe into existence by the word of his Father. By him, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 says, all things consist. He is the source and the existence of all things. He is God's only way for the fallen to be redeemed. He alone is the way of escape. Jesus Christ is the source of eternal purpose. He is the hope of everlasting life. He is the healer of all of our sicknesses. He baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He is the center of our molecular structure. Jesus Christ is our source of every good and perfect gift. He is the bright and morning star. He is the solution to all of our problems. He is the answer to our every question. He is the way to born again. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Have you found this Lord of glory? Are you ready to have all your sin, guilt, and shame expunged from your record as though you never sinned? Would you like to be born again? Today is your day of salvation. Today is your day for answers and solutions. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Proverbs 26, verse 2, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. God said, Psalms 91, verse 7 through 11, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Man said, if it feels good, do it. There is no God and obviously no judgment day. Now the record. How marvelous and glorious is the word of God. This is God Said, Man Said, Article 500, and for us, what a milestone it is. All of these beautiful, faith-building, soul-saving features confirm the full veracity of the Holy Scriptures. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. These features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for your edification. Welcome to the House of Bread. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. May we suggest using the downloading feature on God Said, Man Said to make your own audio gospel track that one could play anywhere. Jesus said that he would make us fishers of men, and fishing bait for nearly every interest is on this site. For example, a great gospel track would be to link the 21 Signs of Doomsday series, or the It Is Just Pure Chance series, or the Literal Difference is Staggering series. Be sure to conclude your gospel audio track with Further with Jesus, for this message is the altar call for salvation. God's love is discovered in his commandments, for these restrictions and directions protect his redeemed from the world's hurtful lust. God's glorious ever-present existence is surely discovered in his supernatural commandments. In the scriptures, God speaks secrets of life that only the Creator could know, and he does it thousands of years prior to man's latest discoveries. All man's vaunt and science can do is confirm the Holy Book. Relax, saints, for your childlike faith will not be disappointed. God separates his children from the camp of the carnal via his commandments and directives. The Word of God is so marvelously literal, so supernaturally practical and useful. Above, we quoted Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 1,000 shall fall at the side of God's obedient, and 10,000 at his right hand, but it will not come near him. How could this be? Surely this passage is not to be taken literally. God's word separates the obedient from the disobedient in the most amazing and obvious ways. There is a difference as real as light versus darkness. In the first three features of this series, we noted 18 situations that dramatically highlight the difference, and now come numbers 19 through 24. Prepare for the staggering differences that prove once again that the God of the Bible is, and those that follow his directives find life and find it more abundantly. The word is abundantly. Number 19, the situation. God commands against the consumption of alcoholic beverages. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse in the United States, in the camp of the disobedient, 19 million people needed treatment for alcohol use problems in 2008. In the camp of the obedient, those needing treatment, zero. 20. The situation. God's word insulates the obedient mind from entertaining thoughts of suicide. He does this through the born-again experience and through the simple application of his healthy word with the final capstone of, thou shalt not kill. In 2008 in America, the camp of the disobedient had 8,300,000 adults who had serious thoughts of suicide. In the camp of the obedient, those giving serious thought to suicide, zero. Number 21, the situation. God commands against doing violence of any kind to any man, Luke chapter 3, verse 14. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Proverbs 28:17, a man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit, let no man stay him. In 2008, in the camp of the disobedient, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, 1,382,012 violent crimes were committed. In the camp of the obedient, the number of violent crimes committed, zero. 22. The situation. God commands against any manner of deception, theft, violence, etc., against anyone. In the U.S. camp of the disobedient in 2008, there were 56,912 crimes of arson. In the camp of the obedient, the number of arson crimes, zero. 23. The situation. God commands, thou shalt not steal. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. In 2008, America's camp of the disobedient, there were 6,588,873 cases of theft. In the camp of the obedient, the cases of theft, zero. Number 24, the situation. God commands against the consumption of any substance that harms the body and, of course, anything that is illegal. According to the FBI in America in 2008, in the camp of the disobedient, there were 1,702,537 arrests for drug abuse violations. In the camp of the obedient, the number of arrests for drug abuse violations, zero. Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. How marvelously literal and absolutely true are the words of God. They are most literally life or death, and man chooses the camp in which he will dwell. The camp of the zeros is where the obedient reside. It's important to note that when men and women come to Christ, they bring with them the fruit of their disobedience, for which Christ is not only the atonement, but also the solution to sin's many maladies. Choose life and live. God said, Proverbs 26, verse 2, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. God said, Psalms 91, 7 through 11, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Man said, if it feels good, do it. There is no God and obviously no judgment day. Now you have the record.